Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's one more reason to get off that couch and start moving. An American Cancer Society study has new evidence that shows moving more reduces the risk of breast cancer for postmenopausal women. They found regular, moderate activities such as walking was associated with a 14% lower risk, and more vigorous physical activity was associated with a 25% lower risk. Now, they're not sure yet why this is so, but they say their research is more evidence that shows being active is good for your health. And that information was published in the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention. And now, itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, runny nose, feeling stuffed up. These are some common symptoms of seasonal allergies. Learning how to avoid allergy triggers and finding the right treatment can make a big difference. Mayo Clinic Dr. Juan Carlos Guarderas explains how seasonal fall allergies can affect our health and how we can deal with possible complications. A chronic allergy problem can be managed when we have a clear diagnosis and an action plan to help us avoid complications and disruptions to our daily life.
Whatever exacerbates the nose and the eyes exacerbates the lungs as well. One of the good things about allergic disease is that it's somewhat predictable. So if you have an accurate diagnosis, you can anticipate what is going to happen. So if you had an accurate diagnosis of fall or weed allergy, you could start early on in the season with your nasal steroid preparation that will try to downregulate your immune response and hopefully make your season much more tolerable.
And now here's some information about how an investigational vaccine looks like it's effective against the most common strain of norovirus. That's a gastrointestinal infection that causes vomiting and or diarrhea. Now, researchers from the University of Cincinnati suggest the vaccine reduces these symptoms by more than 50%. Now, right now, there's no treatment or cure for norovirus, and it's the most common cause of severe GI infection in the U.S. It's highly contagious, and it can hit child care centers and other places very hard. Now, the researchers say if the vaccine continues to prove effective, it could be used for those at higher risk of severe disease, such as the elderly, or for people in high-risk situations, like those in daycare centers or for people going on a cruise. Or they say it could be offered to everyone since all of us are exposed at one time or another. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.